Let's get a crop report now from Stutsman County and Alicia Harstead, the Stutsman County Extension Agent.
Yeah, we're definitely wet. Field work's been really slow, but there's been some tractors actually moving, probably started this past weekend, the last couple days here. We've actually been able to get out in the field, get some fertilizer spread, and actually start some seedings probably for the first time. There's probably a day or two where people might have been able to get out in the field early May before I think it was May 4th or so that we had a big rain where there's probably about an inch and a half or so across the county. So that really slowed things up. And then after that, we got all that cold weather. So we really are enjoying this warmer weather, warmer and drier.
We asked Harstead when it would be too late to plant any small grains in Stutsman County.
Well, kind of rule of thumb is June 1st is about that timeline when you want to really start thinking, reconsidering if you're going to be planting small grains. So we still have a little time yet. And then, you know, even with corn this week, I think it's going to be really telling as far as how much small grains or corn gets in the field for the county, just depending on how much work people can actually get done. Of course, the insurance date for corn is May 25th. So I don't know if people will just start kind of giving up on corn after that and either deciding to go with PP or just switching to another crop. But I think this week will be really telling to see what actually gets out in the field.
Want to have some fun and help bees and other pollinators at the same time? There is a brand new way to do it. Gary Crawford from the USDA has more.
Bees are disappearing at an alarming rate.
Bees have become the kind of poster child for the rest of the insects.
They are vital to the economy.
A few of the voices coming from the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization Wednesday declaring it World Bee Day. Its theme, Bee Engaged. And this week, it launched an effort to get all of us who have smartphones engaged in a fun way with a new app called World Bee Count. It works this way. People go out, take pictures of bees and pollinators, send them in with the app. That picture shows up on a world map. Project organizer Max Runzel says over the years, they'll get hundreds of thousands of pictures and locations, and that will help
build a powerful monitoring tool that tells us about the health of bees and pollinators across the world.
Joseph Cassier with Appalachian State University says this will help researchers
to really understand what is happening to our pollinators and what can we do to help them.
To get the app and get started, go to beescount.org, beescount.org.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.